Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back, Mid-Michigan. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on WBBL-FM 107.3. We are live at the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. The rain's blown through. It's partly cloudy. Going to be about 80 degrees today. A fabulous day to get out on your back deck and fire up a grill, create some grill envy. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it is a good day to fire that grill up. It's a good day to pop a cap on something, however you like doing that. And I think just enjoy Michigan, because this show is really all about celebrating Michigan. We like to grill up all kinds of animals grown in Michigan, whether wild or domestic. We love enjoying the wonderful, wonderful variety of microbrews. There's over 100 now in Michigan. And we love certainly enjoying all the great wines, which are from Michigan grapes. It's like, celebrate Michigan, man. If you don't have a grill and a great bottle of something brewed in Michigan, you're missing out. You need to go out and make that purchase today.
You know, you in your job, you get a chance to travel all over, and you spent a lot of time in Michigan with Rob Russell, Cowboy Rob, and you did some traveling this week and taught some classes. And we got Rob on the line. Hey, Rob, you out there?
Crappy Joppy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you know what? I'm rested. We had a lot of fun this week when they were back in Grand Rapids. We went and saw Alice Cooper, and you want to talk about a bunch of old 40 and 50-somethings with Bob and I and a couple other guys that were there and Cowboy Rob there, and we watched Alice for 2 hours.
It was geezer rock.
It was. It was awesome.
But it was geezer rock, but you know, there was nobody more geezer than Alice Cooper, and I couldn't believe he could dance for 2.5 hours and sing. And what is he, 69 years old?
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job. That was, I mean, Bachman Turner Overdrive was pretty good, was very good, actually. Randy Bachman can still belt those tunes.
I think they call it Bachman Turner now because Overdrive passed away. But, yeah, it was Bachman Turner. But anyway, yeah, it was a great night. We were down there. But, Rob, where are you at? What are you cooking today?
You there?
Yep. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah. I had some kind of funky alarm going off on my phone.
Okay. So where are you at today, and what are you grilling?
You know what? I'm down in Jersey, Williamstown, New Jersey, at McClowski's, and I'm getting ready to teach a ribs and chicken class and kind of show these folks down here how to do it. It's a great place down here, but they really need some help with this barbecue, so that's what I'm doing today.
Now, you have a recipe you wanted to talk about that was actually some grilled peppers.
Yeah. You know, I sent you like 3 recipes that were really good on the grilled peppers, but I don't have those in front of me, and I thought we were going to talk about that dang brat recipe that those crazy guys from South Dakota sent me.
Well, I've got that also. I wanted to talk about both of them, so let's hit the brats first. I don't understand that process.
You know, that process, that Lux Market, if you ever get to South Dakota, that Lux Market is a great place. It's a very high-end meat store.
Well, we won't. So just tell us how they did it.
Well, the way they did the brats is they put it in like a couple different recipes. They put it like beer and onions, and they put some peppers in there, and they soaked those brats probably for 3 or 4 hours. And then they took them out, and they grilled them, and they used a sauerkraut, fresh cabbage, and put that on the grill and let that, I guess that turns it into sauerkraut. I don't know, but it was really, really awesome.
Huh. So it's the key to that then is soaking the brats in the beer and the onions and the peppers for 2 or 3 hours, and then grilling them up like you'd grill any brat, right?
Yeah. You know, my method on that is, you know, you really need, if you're going to smoke them, like I like to smoke my brats for a while, I like to smoke them to get the smoke in them first and then throw them over on the grill side and finish them off on the grill side because that crisp that skin up pretty good.
So the process you're saying, did they smoke them and then soak them?
No, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to smoke them then soak them, but I didn't believe that would work right. I mean, it was good, but I always soak them then smoke them.
I think it'd make more sense to smoke them first.
You do?
Yeah, because you'd reduce a bunch of the fat, and you'd open up that you'd open up the meat a little bit more, so it would be receptive to that brine.
You know that, and the reason that they do that is probably because they're throwing that fresh cabbage in there and making that kraut. So yeah, that probably is why they do it like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody's got a different way to do brats.
And they're all the best.
Yeah, and I like to go for the flavor. You know, I was down in Oklahoma City at Everything Barbecue, and they did some brats down there for me. And they soaked them and smoked them, and that's kind of where I got that. And it's like, you know, those guys. That was their special recipe. You know, anywhere you go,
that reminds me of a party at Ferris.
Right. So soak them and then smoke them. That's a lot of college parties. Yeah.
Soak them and smoke them.
Yeah. Well, great, Rob. Hey, thanks a lot. I hope you rested up. We had a late night of it on Thursday at Alice Cooper, but it was a great time.
Before we let him go,
okay.
Rob, do you remember that vegetable that was in the pasties?
Studebakey or Widdebakey or Wiggybaggy or something like that. What the heck?
How'd you like the pasty?
The pasties were wonderful. You know, I ate two things when we were up running through Michigan that I've never... Well, actually, three things. What was that breakfast souffle that you fixed?
Oh, crop soup.
Crop soup. Never eaten that in my life. Never even heard of it. So you fixed me a crop soup. We went and got the pasties, and those were, like, awesome. And then we had Dave's pickles from Cadillac Mission, which were really easy to do. I think you're going to share that recipe with the listeners someday.
Yes, we did this morning. So
you did it this morning.
Yep, this whole show is based around you, Rob. It's
all right.
It's raising Rob on the Grilling Guys.
Well, I learned a lot, and I don't. You know, anytime you get out of the state where you're living at, you learn a lot, and that's what I like about my job is I'm in a different state every week, but. You guys from Michigan are big foodies, and every time I come up there, I always learn something new.
Yeah, that's great. And we love having you, Rob. You're a gentleman, and you teach a lot of good things when you're here. Everybody that we have put you in touch with just asked, when's Rob coming back to town? So really appreciate your time. Get out there, fire up a grill today. I know you're going to teach some of those East Coasters how to do things Kansas City style, and we always appreciate talking with you. So take care and make it a great day.
All right, we'll see you guys again.
Okay, dude.
All right, well, that was our friend Cowboy Rob Russell. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Grilling Guys. We're on here each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. The storms have blown through where we are in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. It's partly cloudy, going to be 80 today, and it's going to be a fantastic day to fire up your grill. You going to grill anything today, Bob?
You know, I am. We're going to be grilling some steak up in Browers Park up in Big Rapids.
Okay.
We're going to go up there and maybe do a little boating, and we might go out to the Chase Smokehouse. There's a smokehouse you've got to try. It's in Chase, Michigan on US 10, just a little bit east of between Reed City and Baldwin. And this out in the woods, it's a beautiful rustic log place that makes world-class steaks, ribs. He's got this huge commercial smoker out there. The guy's name is Pat Ringler that owns it, and it's really an excellent restaurant. I think we're probably going to end up there because I don't really feel like working.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, it's the weekend. That's what this is all about. If in a guy like you that's in the grilling business, you're grilling all week, but you want somebody else to cook for you on the weekends where the rest of us...
Don't you, though?
Yeah, you really do, but I enjoy it, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I made last weekend, and I made a couple colossal mistakes. We'll get to that in the next segment, but right now what I wanted to do is talk about a mistake that I made that I think that it maybe has happened to other people. I'm not sure, but... I was cooking some food, and if your backyard's like mine, the mosquitoes right now are just savage. I picked up Bob this morning on the way into the show, and he was like, I thought he was conducting a symphony out there the way he was swatting at the mosquitoes before he got in the car. But, you know, they're savage right now. We've had all this rain and hot weather, and that breeds mosquitoes like crazy. So I'm standing out at the grill, and, you know, it's a one-arm sport, as we've talked about. And I got a spatula in one hand and a cold beverage in the other, and I got nothing to swat mosquitoes. So I usually wear mosquito spray when I'm out there, if we're going to be out, especially if we're doing something that I've got to be at the grill for a period of time. And what I did is I took, and the grill cover was open like an idiot, and I sprayed myself with cutters, you know, or bug spray off, whatever you like to use. And the overspray got on some chicken that I was making, and I didn't know it. I didn't see it happen. I finished the chicken. I bring it in, and I'm like, man, this tastes weird. I don't know what that bitter taste is on that.
But the bugs are leaving me alone now.
Yeah, exactly. So I did a colossal mistake because I wasn't paying attention.
Sprayed his chicken.
Yeah, I sprayed my chicken with bug spray. Now, the mosquitoes didn't eat it, but I couldn't either. So it was pretty bad. But so I started looking at this, and there's some ways you can get natural mosquito repellents. It's much easier to buy in the can, and if you just don't spray by the grill, you don't need to do this. But some people are into the natural stuff, and you mix these things that are called essential oils. You can get them in any health food store or whatever. They're cinnamon oil or lemon extract, citronella oil, castor oil, but they don't mix with water. You can't mix oil and water, right? I mean, we all know that. So you got to mix them up with a carrier, and a carrier is either another oil, which could be an olive oil or a sunflower oil or some just regular cooking oil, or an alcohol, which could be like a witch hazel or even vodka if you needed to. But mixing those up, we'll put this little tip on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and you can check it out. But it's just a way to get away from the chemicals and get into the natural bug repellents. And you know what? Had I oversprayed that onto my food, it wouldn't have changed the flavor profile at all. But anyway, so just a little tidbit there.
You can also spray Listerine around the area, and that'll drive them away.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes your breath minty fresh?
Well, it bothers the mosquitoes.
Yeah?
But I had the citronella torches going last night, and those do a pretty good job, honestly, with little cutters 40% deep. We were keeping the little buggers off.
Yeah. So stick with us. We're going to be talking to Don Erickson about the 14th annual motorcycle run at the Bowtie Bar. We're going to be live out there on August 27th. Bob's going to give us a little update. He's used that iGrill now. And I'm going to talk to you about a couple other mistakes that I made this week that ruined food. So we're the Grilling Guys. You can avoid those mistakes if you stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.